Thanks for tuning in to the show. Make sure to grab your copies of the Playerology Trilogy, featuring bestsellers Player Step Your Game Up, Playerology, Who Is She and What Is She to You, available on Amazon. Get your autographed copy at www.worldmovement.com or www.playersuniversitysygu.com. Now back to the show. K. Diddy, let's go.
Only God can judge me.
Is that right?
Only God, man. Nobody else.
Nobody else.
All you other motherfuckers, get out of my business.
Really?
Perhaps I was drawn to the facts. Stabbed in the back, I couldn't trust my own home since the bus dirty back. Will I succeed? Paranoid from the weed and hope it's supposed to start a focus, but I can't see. And in my mind, I'm a blind man doing time. Look to my future, cause my past is all behind me. Is it a crime to fight for what is mine? Everybody gone, tell me what's the use in trying. I've been trapped at work, cautious, cause I'm cursed. And fantasies of my family in the hurt. And they say it's the white man I severe, but it's my own time doing all the killing here. I can't lie, ain't no love for the other side. Jealousy inside, make them wish to die. Oh my lord, tell me what I'm living for. Everybody dropping, got me knocking on heaven's door. And all my memories of seeing brothers bleed, and everybody grieve, but still nobody sees. Recollect your thoughts, don't get caught up in the mix, cause the media's full of dirty tricks. Only God can judge me.
Yeah, baby.
Trying to bond with, and I chose to
played a backseat role in my younger life. And this is a learning lesson for y'all. But before we get rolling, I want to make sure, you know, speaking about having lace in your drawers, you know, there's something that's really bothering me. There was a sticker that was going around. I don't know if y'all have seen it on the internet, but, it, you know, this is one of them moments where we got to grab our balls and say enough is enough. I believe all politicians are politricians, so I'm not partial to anybody. I'm not a big fan of Obama. I'm not a fan of McCain, anybody. But enough is enough. When you have a poster going around talking about don't renege NIG in 2012, that's disrespecting the leader of the free world. And it's not, that is more than subliminal. That is straight up blatant racism pertaining to the president, the office of the presidency of the United States, yo. Enough is enough.
Hey, man, did you, I was finna say, man, did you read that too? But before you go any further, Tony, we got some other people want to join us.
Let them on up in here.
111, is that our other brother from the other mother?
Hell yeah.
All right. We got 702, if that's our famous 702.
Oh,
hit number one on your phone. Let us know you're there. I think you're there, but you ain't said nothing.
Hey, I want to let you guys know, you two made a liar out of me last week.
How did we do that, sir?
I put on my show a half an hour before yours to be a lead-in so that if the people who came to my show, I would bring them over to your show. And I promoted your
fault.
Show for about
my
5
fault.
Minutes on my show. And,
my fault.
Huh?
That's entirely my fault, Joe. I was ill last week with the flu, That's the only reason we weren't up and running. And I tried to send a blog out, but Blog Talk doesn't permit you to blog anymore.
Oh, no.
So I sent a personal message out as best I could. I was down with the flu. That is entirely my fault, brother.
Well, that's not your fault. I've had the flu. The flu's a bitch. That flu can kill you.
Hey, man. Hey, man. Is that a female bitch or a male bitch?
It doesn't matter. It's killing me. From head to toe. I would never want the flu again. I had the flu one time when I was a kid for either 5 days or 7 days straight. I was shitting and vomiting at the same time. They
yes,
took me
sir.
To the hospital.
Couldn't hang last week. I really wanted to, and even a couple of days before the show, I was thinking about it, but my body was like, nah, brother, it ain't happening. It ain't happening.
So I don't blame you.
You know what I mean? But yeah, this week we're getting down and dirty with it. You know, I addressed that whole issue of that sticker. The next thing I want to say before we get into the topic of the show is I want y'all good people to understand about the shooting of the 17-year-old little boy down in Sanford, Florida by the community, whatever, watch leader. That's something that needs to be investigated. I'm adding my voice to the true sense out there. The young man was unarmed with a pocket full of candy. So we don't know the full circumstances, but if the shoe were on the other foot and that 17-year-old young man shot that community watch, whatever he is, that young man would be sitting in jail for murder right now. And something needs to be said about that. Something needs to be addressed about that because it's not right that this man ain't been charged with nothing. When everybody's saying this young man was unarmed, and
even I just learned about it a few hours ago. Even Curtis Sliwa, the founder of the Garden Angels, he condemns that guy who shot him.
Absolutely. So whatever the circumstance that went down, there's no way that we're all just going to sit aside and not speak up and not grab our balls and say something so that our one voice can become many voices. If you haven't heard about it, please look into it. The circumstances is real foul, that the investigation is already being concluded, and it's just real suspect. That's the only thing I'm going to add. Even if the young man was being disrespectful, even if the young man was being aggressive, which from all information available, none of these things were happening, it was a verbal confrontation. I don't see how that required taking a 17-year-old child with a pocket full of candy's life. That's all the kid got to say on that. Go, you know, form your own opinion. I'm just adding my voice to the many voices that are speaking out on the subject matter pertaining to that 17-year-old, and he is a child, 17-year-old child with a pocket full of candy. Left his house to go buy candy. That's all the kid gonna say. The rest, you know, you form your own opinion. Investigate it. Now, back to the topic of the show, fellas. I'm starting off on y'all because I know when female read that topic, they thought, oh, here we go with the female bashing forum. Now, we ain't bashing female. We equal opportunity bashers up on Can a Player Play. We spread the bashing around. So I'm going to start off with the fellas. I don't know, you know, I've written about it. I've said it before. A lot, I think it's in Playerology I wrote. A lot of you fellas out there have bitch-assness in you. You were raised by a predominant household, single-parent household full of estrogen, and you don't even realize that you have put on the suit called bitch-assness. You spend your time whining, moping, and groaning, wearing your emotions on your sleeves. You need to check your lace-lined drawers and start wearing friggin' Fruit of the Looms or something. Come back over here. Get some more testosterone flowing, gentlemen. A lot of y'all out there whining and bitching too much, biting your tongue when you got something to say, when there's an appropriate time. I was taught as a young man growing up, there's a time and a place for everything. But what has happened is that that whole statement has now been reversed, and we have basically just been taught to shut the hell up. You know, don't say nothing, keep her happy. Or, why can't
we get along?
Yeah, you know, why can't we get along? Or, like, you know, 2 weeks ago, we had a young man on the show. I'm going to try, let me do my best imitation of him. No compromise. We shall not compromise nothing. I think that young man's name was Stanley. I don't completely agree with that, but I will agree that sometimes we compromise too much. We compromise our rights away, and we got this time to grab your balls, gentlemen. It's time to grab your balls, and, you know, when something needs to be addressed, address it. When there's something, and I'm not encouraging, ladies, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying fellas need to come down on y'all or disrespect you or you know, just be on you all the time, but there are some times when you need to be put in your place, just like there are times when us fellas need to be checked and put in our place, like, oh, slow the testosterone up, homie. But we just got to choose the time and the place. If I'm walking through the supermarket and you just ging, and I've seen fellas doing this, and I can't believe it. I'm like, dude, that couldn't wait till you get back to the car? It was just so necessary to be in this public forum airing out your dirty laundry that you, the dude, as the man, the leader of your family, couldn't wait till you got to the car, got home to address that? Joe, I'm going to get your input because I love when you start a fire, brother. Come on. Go on and throw the kerosene. Let's go.
No, I was I thought you had 702 on the line.
Hey, they there. She just ain't saying nothing. 702.
All right. Then she,
you don't speak up today or you just holding the phone?
All right. Then she's lost her opportunity, so too bad. Yeah, well, men should be men, women should be women. But I have what you're talking about right now, Tony. I went to a show yesterday, and it was about I forgot exactly what the topic was. It was about marriage and about whether or not the finances should be managed 50-50. How should the finances and relationship be managed? And I said, well, depends. If the man and the woman make an agreement and they want to share, they share. But if it comes to a loan, again, depends upon them. But a loan is a loan, and a gift is a gift. If I give a loan to my girl and I say to her, that's a loan, I expect her to pay me back. I don't want her saying to me, well, we've been together for a few years. You know, why should I? Because it's a loan, babe. Okay? That's the difference. Loan means you pay it back. If I borrow money from you, I pay it back. Now, the point I'm getting to is that the guy, the host, there was a host and a hostess on the show, and the host says to me, well, and you probably don't want her to give you any kind of lip about that either. And I said, I don't want her to give me lip about anything. Well, the hostess went off. But again, right? And they put me on mute. So here I am, in the estrogen in the goddamn freaking talk show. Here, you know, oh, she can be so brave while I'm on mute. And they hang, well, I think I hung up. But the thing is, yeah, this show, your show, is not about trying to suppress women. It's not about trying to keep you biatches down. It's trying to let you become aware of what's going on. And men, yeah, men have to be put in check at times, too, because there are some men who do have so-called good women.
Whoever that is, you hear them, K. Diddy.
All right, 702, are you there?
Hello, gentlemen. How are you guys doing today?
Oh, the apologetic one.
Well, we're going to cough back to you. We're okay.
I was sick. I was just listening to the show, but, you know,
okay,
my fans were requesting me.
Yeah, okay, but before you do that, could you puff, puff fast?
K. Diddy, I'm sick.
Okay.
We know that.
No. See, Joe, I'm trying to be nice, and you're being mean to me. That's just wrong.
This is not the same 702 who came out of the devil's closet, okay? This thing last week where you apologized, I don't think anybody's buying that. You just don't want to get muted.
No, actually, I meant every word, but you don't have to feel that way, Joe. You can believe what
you
want.
Oh, God, you sound just like an angel. This is not you.
Yeah, well
I
being
need
sick
prove
will
it.
Do that to you. Being sick will do that to you, Joe. You know, the Superman or Superwoman complex leaves you when you're sick.
Well, that's for sure. I know.
Yeah. And, no, hey, man, and man, she might be trying to get somebody to bring her some penicillin. You never know.
See, that?
That's a trick.
I'm telling you, that should have been my line. That was so out there, obvious for somebody like me to pick it up and say penicillin. But Jesus, Diddy, you beat me to it.
We're going to have to mute 702 for a moment, because I want to get back to what Joe was talking about, this hostess muting him. You see, that basically sums it up right there. That's one of them situations that begs the question that you wonder why we call you bitch. Because you're in the middle of whatever your opinion is, you're entitled to express it just the way she is entitled to express her opinion, but somewhere along the line, it's as though we ain't supposed to talk no more. We supposed to just take what we get and be happy. And, you know, if not, there are consequences and repercussions pertaining to the loving, the nana, the twat, whatever you want to call it. However, you know, being in your own domain and life is just miserable even when you ain't said nothing. How can I be miserable? How can we be miserable if I ain't said nothing? If I don't talk, you say I don't communicate. But if I want to talk, you too busy trying to, you know, like a brother opinion don't count. When the hell did that happen in the history books? Like on some real ish. When did it become a crime for a man to speak his mind?
Well, in case anybody haven't been looking at the news, I guess that's because the females across the country, well, you know the story, they bringing in the bread, so to speak, so that bill that give them the right to step on a man's ego, his mentality, his pride, you know, all of that stuff. And you're just supposed to take whatever and go sit in the corner.
And let me tell y'all something.
And if you talk too loud, that's domestic abuse.
You know what I mean? And something else I want to tell you fellas out there, because I'm telling you, y'all need to join the Playology movement, because I'm not over here preaching male chauvinism. I'm actually over here preaching male individuality. You know, that's what the Playology movement is about. I want that to get to a time when a man can speak his mind, but sometimes there's a way to say the things you need to say without being loud or belittling. But that's the first thing come out of the female empowerment species, is that, well, you know, the male concept is always belittling the female. Tony ain't for none of that. So you can, you know, y'all can miss me with all that. You can go on and skip over my track with all that crap, because I am for the female. Females gave me the game that I got. But at the same time, a brother got to be able to speak his mind. That's how we end up calling you names and stuff, or you calling us names. A brother got to be able to say some things, even if you the breadwinner. When did it become that you being the breadwinner entitled you to belittle me? And that's where I think this whole female empowerment thing has gone out of whack. You talking shit to me is female empowerment, but if I talk it to you, it's belittling you. What the hell?
Well, that's been the theme of my shows that I've had for a while, the double standards. And in terms of history, it started taking full bloom in the 70s with, I forget her name, but she's credited with the feminist movement. What's her name? Oh, Christ. Anyway, it doesn't matter. It'll probably come back to me. But in any case, she's the one credited with it. But she didn't want it to go the way that it has gone. She was only talking about getting a woman out of the house if she wants to in order to get a job. The other morons who came in, they bastardized it and metastasized it into a cancer where men and women can't get along because of all, you know my theme, female entitlement, female narcissism. The idea that a woman can be strong, but she still can hold on to a fairy tale expectation. She can be a woman, a weak woman when she wants to be, and a strong woman when she wants to be, and a man is not allowed to point out the differences and the hypocrisy. So to me, all you bitches can go F yourselves.
Well, let me invite some other people. If you just joined the show, hey, this is Canada Player Play. The caller number is 646-929-2870. Press number 1 on your phone. Let us know you're there, and we're glad to let you chime in.
Folks, so we got to make sure we throw it out there. Every week the show is brought to you by www.worldmovement.com. You know, go over there, check the music out, the books, the whole nine. Glad you're with us. And, you know, today we're getting into a topic I think at some point in every man's life is something we need to address, because a lot of you fellas let the things that we're trying to express openly fester inside of you. You know, a lot of you fellas out there, rather than get it off your chest, you let it grow and grow till you overreact. And that's what you don't want to do, is to overreact, because that's when it becomes a major problem. You got to address things as they arise. Write that down, fella. You know, that's game. I just gave that to you for free. Address
and there's another thing
as
too.
They arise.
K. Diddy mentioned, if you raise your voice, that's domestic abuse. Now, those who are listening who will download your show will probably think he's exaggerating. But in some states, if you do raise your voice, if you do get into an argument with, I guess, any woman, probably in particular your committed one or you're married, your wife, that is considered domestic abuse, literally. It's a crime.
Yeah.
And there goes that double standard that Joe is talking about once
mm-hmm.
again. A brother raised his voice, like you said, verbal abuse, domestic abuse. A sister gets to talking to her, it's like nothing. It's beep. We're supposed to just sit there and take it. And if you mention something about it, oh, man, damn, she's just a female. And see, we have fallen into that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to place it all on the sisters, because I'm going to tell some of y'all brothers out there this. A lot of y'all place too much premiums on your dick. Real ish. And that's the first weapon a woman goes after when she's trying to chop you off at the knees. Here she makes you question your sexuality. She makes you question, you're talking to her like, let me give you one of the stupidest arguments I've ever heard. You talking to her about the finances, and this is causing an issue. She's spending a bit too much. And you're like, you need to rein it in a little bit, babe. You need to bring it back a little bit because, money ain't coming in the way it used to. And we need to, well, that's because I'm not satisfied at home. If you were fucking me right, I wouldn't be out spending. What? What the hell are you talking about?
Hey,
what have to do with the utility payments and the car notes?
I had a question for you, gentlemen. You know, Tony, you asked the question, how you want respect when you don't even respect yourself? That was a good question. This gentleman said this female that he has contact with got pissed off at him, and so she was calling him all kind of bitches, all kinds of bitches. So the dude said, okay, well, I tell you what, next time I see you in person, I want you to call me all those bitches to my face.
Okay.
So the lady said, she said, okay, now her next comment was, I'm going to get a gun because the guy threatened her.
I thought she was going to say, I'm going to tell my my boyfriend, or I'm going to tell my brother, or I'm going to tell my father.
Oh, no. For her calling him all these bitches, she was in a position where she wasn't telling nobody.
Mm.
Nothing. I mean, she was the aggressor in all this whole situation.
Mm.
She was the aggressor.
Yeah.
So when the guy said, okay, no problem, I'm going to let you talk to me and disrespect me like that in my face. So she said, well, she was going to go get a gun because he threatened her.
Well, that's the female perspective, yeah, because they can never do any wrong. How many times in your lives have you actually met a woman who actually admitted to doing something wrong in the relationship?
Never.
There you go.
Hey, boy, I love when y'all just save me into stuff. Because, K-Diddy, we're going to talk about, first of all, we're going to address what you talked about right there. I'm not sure how to answer that one because we're not sure. How did the brother say it? Because normally when somebody be like, say that to my face, it could be interpreted as a threat. But if you got, you know, heart to be calling me all this bitches and bitches and bitches and bitches, you know there got to be some. How am I supposed to react to that? Anybody out there in the chat room or something? Seriously.
Wait, we got somebody trying to join us, Tony. Let's see if they got an answer to that one. 310, you're on. Hello?
Hey, what's up, yo? This is Carbay tuning in. Just listening to the show, man. I wanted to comment on what you guys was talking about. I believe that, first of all, women are never satisfied. You know, going back to what, you know, if you got a woman that, you know, she's spending all the money, and then all of a sudden you start talking to her about the money, she start complaining that you ain't fucking her right. If you fucking her right, she start complaining about ain't enough money. You know what I'm saying? It's always going to be something they're going to argue about. It never satisfied her. A woman is never satisfied, bro. They never satisfied. You know, and the comment on what Diddy Esquire said was, you know, when you got a woman that, you know, you tell her, listen, you know, I want you to call me all those days out front. You know, I feel like, you know, if you got a woman that you find some kind of respect, it's all about the respect issue. You know what I'm saying? And then if you can find somebody that can respect you and not try to degrade you or not try to, you know, always try to set you up, always try to see what they can get out of what they can get, you know, I feel like, you know, that's the kind of situation you need to be in. But, you know, you always got to realize that women are never satisfied, you know. No matter how much you give them, they always want more. You know what I'm saying? You give them everything they want, then they don't want it no more. They want something else. So in that realm, you always got to look at the situation of that. You're dealing with a creature that's never satisfied.
And that dovetails into what I've been saying all along. Women cannot stand harmony. They have to create drama. The more you give them, the more you give them an inch, they take a mile. The more you give them, the more they want, as you're saying. And that's the female mentality. It's all effed up. That's why women very rarely can be happy, because you are creatures of your own self-destruction.
Now, fellas, I want to put this out there because I love to ask this question. Like I said, I repeat this because I'm a broken record when it comes to this. Can a player play as a forum for men to express themselves freely and unabashed? But by no means is it a forum. This is not a female bashing forum. This is a forum where we speak our minds freely, where just like my man Joseph, he on the show yesterday trying to speak his mind, and the hostess going to mute him. Like, mm-hmm. His opinion don't count, whatever his opinion is. We've had racists call this damn show, and we let them talk. We've had people call and cuss us out. We didn't like what they had to say, but we didn't mute nobody until it got stupid. And you go check the archives, and you know it's true.
Yeah,
we had the racist call us, and we let the brother, ask him, like, why do you hate me? But anyway,
yeah.
I digress. the brothers are saying, when it's some set measure of satisfaction, let me tell you about happiness and respect. It's just like, you know, and fellas, I'm giving y'all so much game, it don't even make sense. Because a lot of y'all, I don't know where y'all minds done gone, but you better get it back. A female will go out and cheat on you, but in her mind it's not cheating. She's getting a need filled. And mm-hmm. this same woman who has gone out and cheated on you will catch you in the simplest act. You were just flirting with somebody. You looked at somebody. And she will go the F off on you and act as though she is justified in doing it so. And she was just out giving somebody head somewhere else last week. And all she caught you doing is looking at a booty going by in the supermarket. Trust me, these scenarios I give you is real. That I've personally witnessed this shit. And this is crazy to me. That's why I brought this topic up, because, you know, I don't give our names to protect the innocent.
Tell me, I'll snitch.
You know,
blast
and that's what I'm talking about. But I always want to say this. I say all that to say this. Even though we can come up with all these other scenarios and reasons why these things have occurred, some of it falls squarely at our doorway as men and at our feet for some of the actions that we have allowed and enabled women to do.
That's true.
That's why they think it's part of course now for this to occur.
Because, as you're
because
saying,
the last boyfriend or two put up with it, or the last boyfriend or three then placed you on this pedestal. Now I got to kick it from underneath you and bring you back down to right here at eye level. And that's not breaking you down, ladies. That's not breaking you down because the first thing, well, you trying to tear a sister down? No. Nobody around in this camp, I can't speak for anybody else's camp, over here in this movement, ain't nobody in the business of tearing nobody down. Because, A, I don't want you to, I'm not going to permit you to tear me down, and I don't want no broken down ass female near me.
Mm-hmm.
I want a woman who is interested in pursuing forward. I want a woman who understands her place beside me, not on top of me, not in front of me, but beside me. And that is where some of y'all done got it screwed up, because y'all act as though y'all are some luxury acquisition surprise that we done acquired.
Like
that your pussy somehow has made you the goddess of my world. On what planet?
Mm.
Well, that goes too, Tony, to our society, coupled with Joe saying, they're giving them an added sense of entitlement because they've helped empower them with that entitlement.
Precisely. The entitlement factor, the unrealistic expectations, the fact that women have to have drama, they have to have something to spark their renewed interest because their interest has died 5 minutes ago. Where 10 minutes before that, they thought it was the greatest thing going. But now, no, need something else. This is, you know.
Somebody told me, Joey, said, hey, man, if a woman haul off and hit you upside your head, would you turn the other cheek or would you pop her back?
Oh, I'd be in jail. I'd be in fucking jail.
You know, I think my response was basically the same, because some of these girls work out, they will beat your ass. That first punch might knock your feet out.
Yeah.
But you're going to be macho, and you're going to turn the other cheek, you know. And then they want you to pick up the phone and call the police so they can laugh at you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me put the public service disclaimer out there before some of y'all feminists get all of your panties up in a bunch. We do not condone, nor in any way, shape, or form encourage domestic violence by either sex, male or female. So don't get our statement twisted. We just trying to say that the scales are tipped in the wrong direction. That some of y'all women who think y'all can run up on brothers and just be hitting on brothers, or try to stab a brother, that is not cute, man. Well, and then you act as, mm-hmm. you act surprised when a brother reacts.
Or run when a brother or try to run over with your car and tell him that you hit the brakes and you don't know what happened.
Oh, like that there famous case? Yeah. Yeah. Years ago, they had a video of this girl actually running over this guy, I think backing up on him. And her case in court was, I forget what the freaking excuse was, but that it was his fault for being out
and
in front of the
rage.
Car.
And it was rage. It was rage. It was jealous rage, emotional rage. That's what it was. It was emotional rage. It was rage. But if a brother had done that, it would have been blatant murder. It would have been blatant. He's an abuser, a killer.
Yep.
The scales have been tipped in the wrong direction.
Hey, man, I think 702 has been awful dog on quiet, man. She got a hand up. I think she want to represent the females, man.
Oh, God. I wonder if she's going to turn.
Come on, 702. Defend your honor. Tell us about you.
Yeah.
Hello? 702, you don't talk up? Can't hear you.
702 number two that you putting on or the other one?
The what?
Okay, which 702 is this?
That's the one who's apologetic.
No, I'm not apologetic.
Oh, you're a different one? Oh, okay. Are you the gold digger?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm the third one.
Oh, okay. Because I want to say something in favor of the men. We had a 702 who was a gold digger a couple of weeks ago. And
yes,
we
I
said,
remember.
Huh?
I said, yeah, I remember.
Yeah, and she, and we agreed with her. She let everything out front. She told the guy, if you want to be with me, you got to put up the ducats. He said, okay, fine. They had a relationship which was mutual. She didn't love him. He didn't love her. He wanted sex. She wanted money. We said, fine. Because there was no duplicity there. There was no lying, no hypocrisy. So don't, so women, don't keep, you know, don't write any, don't write your congressman about the show, okay?
Well, young lady, what did you want to add to our equation? We got you on the line. I know you got something to say.
I was, wanted to comment about the never satisfied.
Yes, please do, ma'am.
I feel that once you satiate one thing that you wanted, I mean, as people, we always are moving forward. We're always looking for new things. We're always wanting to venture into new things, try new things, you know, so on and so forth. So when you get one thing, why wouldn't you want to then pursue something else?
Because that's not what we're talking about. What we're talking about is that you give a woman something which she likes, but she wants more and more of the same thing, can't be satisfied with an ever-increasing dose of whatever it is. Now, to move forward, as you're saying, I can understand that. Let's say, for example, you like to go to amusement parks 1 week, then you go to a dinner the next week, then you go to the theater the next, then you go dancing the next, then you go do something else. Okay, there's no problem with that. But if you can, let's say you run through the gauntlet of going through all of that. I mean, there's only so many. There's about a good 40, 50 things a couple can do together. But once that gauntlet and that cycle runs out, don't complain about it, okay? If we're giving you half an hour worth of loving every night or 2 hours or 1 hour and you know that's it's pretty good, don't keep asking for, okay, baby, hit me about 10 minutes more tonight. Hit me 10 minutes more tomorrow night. You have to have a certain amount of satisfaction in your life because there is no such thing as something completely new every day. Mm-hmm. This is another thing I've addressed. You know, women, you got to learn how to take life as it is, harmony. You're going to run out of new things every day. Plus, you don't participate in creating the new things anyway. You just keep asking the man to keep on entertaining you. What are you doing?
Okay, the women you'd mess with don't create new scenarios.
Well, the women, most men.
Not all women are like that.
The vast majority.
Okay, I can agree with the majority. I'm that minority. So I'm talking about me.
All right, so what do you do to add to the relationship that makes it new?
I said, I didn't say new. I said I like to invent and create different things to do.
Well, that's new. So what is it that you do that's new, that you've invented?
Hello? Hello, hello?
Yeah, oh, I was waiting to hear the answer, too.
Yep.
Oh.
Oh, God.
Well, no answer to that?
No.
No, I can't give an example right now.
Okay.
Well, we're
going to give you a moment. We're going to give you a moment. Give you a moment to ponder upon that. I want to throw this point out there. Kate Diddy always mentions it. Joe always mentions it, and it bears repetition on both sides of the fence. We all have to accept each other and build upon what we have. You cannot tear away and expect positive results constantly all the time, because most of the times in life, it's sort of like when you demolish a building and you put a big, new, shinier building in its place. The demolition was worth it. But a lot of time, especially the female tongue, is in the business of dissecting and destroying a man and then leaving him a shell of himself, and after she has done that, have the nerve, the audacity, the gall, the utter... Okay, I'm going to stop right there. And to look at you and say, you're a shell of yourself. You did it. You did it, or you aided in it. That means you never had my well-being. And you say, I'm giving you game. Once again, fellas, this is for you. And ladies, matter of fact, it's for you too, but it's for the fellas. I ride for the fellas because I like to teach and I like to preach. For somebody to be with you, they should be engaged in the business of your well-being. They should be engaged in the business of your enhancement. Because by enhancing you, you in turn should be enhancing them. And I think this is something that has been lost in all the crap that we have got caught up in that's truly not love and relationships. You know what I mean? The other day I said a post on Twitter where I said, love is never the problem. It is our misconceptions of love that is always ultimately the problem. That is playerology one-on-one for y'all asses out there. Love is a nurturing force. And even if love dissects you for a moment, it is doing so to add something better to the equation, sort of like a phoenix arising from the ashes of ruin. It's like Mother Nature. When she destroys something and we like, damn, Mother Nature tore that shit up. Give it a couple years and watch that landscape come back better than it was before. Give it time. We are too busy engaged in destroying ourselves, first of all, and those around us. And a lot of y'all are like the friggin' poison apple. And I hate to say that. And ladies, I'm riding on y'all too. A lot of y'all descend upon brothers' lives, and it's like y'all become these friggin' anacondas that systematically wrap y'all asses around the brother and squeeze the every drop of manhood out of a motherfucker. Wow.
I should have used that myself. You know what? Okay, never mind. Never mind.
Boy, they got awful quiet over there.
Now, 702 and me.
No, not you. I hear the babies over there at 702. Yeah. They're having a party, so they ain't thinking about us. No way.
So that's what we're talking about today, man. And then what we do when that anaconda gets through with a young man is that this young man then goes into another relationship, and he takes the little bit of manhood he has left combined with the maximum dose of being a shell of himself, then he engages the next female, and that's when she runs into what she likes to call a brother who ain't shit.
You're not
and
lying.
And it goes on and on and on.
That's right.
And on.
We all have our emotional baggage, but we have to learn how to respect and to be worthy of trust. You know, people will say, trust one another. I don't trust anybody. You got to prove it to me. I'll prove it to you. You prove it to me.
I think they need to take that emotional baggage out to the airport and lose it on purpose.
Once
to really be with somebody is really simple. Stripes are never motherfucking given. They're earned.
Mm-hmm.
Straight from the streets to you. Pretty Tony, I'm showing you a little bit of the caliber from where I'm from, because a lot of times I'm all politically correct up on here, trying to be the philosopher and the motivator. Today, this is Pretty Tone, the young man, you know what I mean? We keep them true. If you ain't true, you keep it moving. Now, a lot of you squares ain't going to understand what that means, so let me break it down to you. If something ain't for you, if something ain't what you need it to be, stop holding on to it. You can't mold it. It's either she a true or she ain't. You can't fake it. And only time reveals that. So once again, stripes are earned. They're never given. And I can't meet you Monday and give you stripes by Friday. I don't know you like that.
Right.
I don't know what your breath's going to smell like with your morning breath, because we ain't never spent the night together. I'm making this game so simple for y'all right now. It's like ABC. You might grow to discover that this person you've been dating and they got their own little place or whatever. You wake up in the morning, you just can't handle being around her morning breath. You're like, nah, ma, that's one of my pet peeves, you know. She might not like your crusty toenails or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
You got to let people earn their stripes. And we got to be able, I have to see something in you that I need you to be. It can't be a constant battle all the time. It can't be, because then what harmoniousness exists in this battle? And we
they don't want harmony. That's the whole thing. They say they do. They cannot handle harmony. I'm telling you, the vast majority, especially American women, the vast majority of women cannot handle it. If you give them, if you say, stay with your boyfriend for about a weekend and just have a nice time, just that's all, or do not say anything. Let's say you two are in a room. He's busy on his game or his computer. You're busy on yours. See if you can handle it for 24 hours without starting some crap. The chick will go nuts.
They won't even let you sit there and watch the TV for 20 minutes without messing with you or starting some mess. They got to interrupt some kind of way.
And there it is. Listen to that comment. Now, some of y'all, you know what I mean? There ain't no bitch-assness up in that commentary. Sometimes a brother needs a peace of mind. Just the way, and now, and ladies, once again, I'm an equal opportunity offender. Some of y'all fellas is too damn friggin' needy.
That's true.
You don't respect yourself. How do you expect to get respect from her? Like K. Diddy said, she the breadwinner, and you just want to be around Tyrone. Because you think you running game. You just, so then you wonder why she talk to you the way she do. Bring something to the equation, dog. If she the breadwinner, you pick up where she can't. She can't. Real talk, you can't just be around just to be around. Why you got to talk to me like that? I don't know. Maybe because you ain't done shit and you've been home all day.
That's another thing, too. Because you're right. If for some reason, in the news it's been talked about how women are, you know, picking up, you know, bringing home the bacon. I don't think they're bringing home the bacon that much. Maybe 1% of women, 2% of women. But let's say you do. And I've talked to people about this. If for example, I found my Xena, because you chicks, you're always looking for your romantic fantasy. Mine is a combination of Xena and plus some other women who actually have some, you know, some depth to her. But let's say I'm married to a woman who is a high-powered corporate executive. She's making good six figures. She's working 40, 50 hours a week. And let's say I'm not. I can guarantee you, when she comes home, that house is clean. She's got a meal waiting for her. I'm going to give her a massage, maybe not every night, but fairly frequently. And I'm going to be goddamn grateful that I don't have to be out there in the rat race while I have a woman who doesn't mind being the breadwinner, bringing home the bacon, because I'm going to show her appreciation.
There you go.
It ain't nothing wrong with you being the wind beneath that sail, because I'm sure she's 100% grateful and appreciative and respect your contribution to the relationship equally.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. And that's what it comes down to. And like I said, that female tongue at times, because y'all got two tongues. So that means y'all, you know, y'all bring that double dose of that bullshit. Because... You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's right. Double doses.
So,
you know.
So here we stand. I told y'all, I'm letting Pretty Tony come out a little bit today. I've had him curtailed for a while, and a lot of y'all may not know. I'm straight from it, homie. Real legend out that neck of the woods, Pretty Tone. Check the resume.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, you know, and before we get too far, I want to make sure, you know, I got to do my little plug. Support the movement, y'all. Who is she and what is she to you is the latest book. A lot of you fellas out there ain't got no game. I've simplified it for you. That book is like ABC for you. For all you wannabe players out there, I got Players Step Your Game Up. For all you in-betweeners who ain't sure, I got Playerology. I got the whole basis covered, and I'm changing the game real soon again because life is about growth. And I want y'all to grow with me because I'm growing from a young man, into a full-blown elder. But anyway, back to what I'm saying. Y'all women is got the two tongues, so y'all blessed with that double dose of that bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to endure your tongue lashing with your bullshit. Then when the brother need a little bit of release, you got the other tongue on lock, too. So you coming at us from two different angles. It is an equal opportunity relationship. It is real simple. I keep telling y'all, don't make it complicated. Be good to me, and I'll be good to you. It is so simple, and we have just gotten lost. I don't know where.
You know, you have said something that's very, very profound there. Be good to me, I'll be good to you. What is it? Well, I don't know if I've said it enough on your show or not, but all you know, treat me, personally, I say, I treat people the way they treat me, which is what you said. Be good to me, I'm good to you. That's it. If you like me, don't bring the bullshit. I will be the man, I don't know if the man that you want, but I sure as hell will be the man you need.
Treat me like a man, and not any way you want to.
Real talk, man.
That was dramatic, wasn't it? And not any way you want to. That's the best plan.
So, women, this isn't about tearing you down. So I saw that Tony was saying, Diddy was saying, it's for men, too. And, but Tony, maybe you should reiterate about the virtues of your book. That is about authenticity. That it's not about
absolutely
game.
No,
I mean, not the game.
It's
the
about
book
authenticity. You got to listen to me. Read beyond my bravado. All three of my books covers the different facets of the game, because a lot of you fellas, I'm going to say this for all the women out there. A lot of you fellas out there, y'all want to claim the player title, and y'all really have no concept, true concept of what being a player enhances. It ain't got nothing to do with your dick, brother, or how many women you sleep with. Being a player is understanding your environment and becoming the master of it. You know, in Player Step Your Game Up, one of the things that I preach is honesty. One of the things that you present yourself for who and what. I don't like undercover players. I don't like brothers who are married and still trying to be players. I damn sure don't like 55-year-old men still trying to be up in the club with a 22-year-old trying to talk slang like for shizzle. Get your 55-year-old ass out the damn club and go in your neck of the woods. 55-year-old women need love, too.
Not that bad, I hope. You got to see some of them. I was talking to my friend about this a few weeks ago about the wrinkle farms, you know, because I'm over 40, and when I go out to dances, there are women there who are over 50, and I've seen them for like 10 years because, you know, we've all traveled, you know, to the same place together.
Why y'all hating on the Cougars, man?
Because, well, the Cougars, okay. If you're 40, you're all right. But if you're over 50, 55, like you said, 55-year-olds, they need loving too. They need a lot of loving, but they need a plastic surgeon even more because those wrinkles are growing huge.
Oh, Joe, I was waiting for you to throw a grenade, and there it go.
That is the truth. That is the truth. You women, your currency was your face. Sorry, when you're 55, you're about useless. That's why you better get a man when you're young.
Oh, wow.
Better get a man while you're young. Show him some appreciation.
He launched that grenade, boy. He straight up launched that grenade.
Hey,
I ain't touching that guy. Make sure y'all know that was Joe from Montana.
That's me. I launched it.
Tony. But I said disclaimer so they won't be putting contracts out on us.
No, don't worry about it. Turn the slings and the arrows on me, chickie. I said it. 55, you're lucky if it was 55. Over 40, most of you chicks are going downhill. But 50, absolutely seeing the crevices in your face. The zits can't be covered up by makeup anymore. 55, you're dead meat. 60, just cover yourself up in the goddamn cemetery, please.
Working through Joe done threw the grenade. I've been waiting all show for him to launch it, and there it was.
Yeah. I know we're gonna get a whole bunch of hate mail this week.
Screw them. They can't handle the truth, and they ought to just. I'm not gonna say.
Well, look, we're down to the last couple minutes of the show. As always, Joe came through and did his thing. Ladies and gentlemen, this is just a forum of discussion. It's just a place where fellas can come and vent a little bit, say some things that need to be said. Ladies, you're always welcome to come through. We give you all the floor. Even if we don't agree with you guys, and if we agree with you, we give you props. Like Joe said, the gold digger that called in a couple weeks ago, I personally liked her. We all liked her because you know what? She laid it out for what it was.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I need. This is what you got to bring to be with me, and then we get to do what we do. She said that from the get-go. You can't help but to respect honesty
mm-hmm.
like that.
That's right.
Now, if your doormat Danny ass want to go see love in her statement, that's on your dumb ass. I feel no sympathy or no pity for you because I know a lot of females like that gold digger, and I've seen men go head over heels after she done told you from the jump. This is what it is. This is what we does. Then, you know, a few months into it, you want to change the rules. And she's like, nah, then you talking about she hurt you. That's on you, fool. She told you what it was from the get-go.
Well, you can be hurt, but you can't blame her. That's for damn sure. I mean, if you fall in love with her because she's honest, I can't blame the guy for that. I mean, unless he's thinking, he's walking into it thinking, okay, I'll just play her game for now, and then after she gets to know me, she'll fall in love with me. But if she doesn't fall in love with you, she doesn't fall in love with you. So I don't blame the guy for, you know, becoming attached to her, but don't blame her. She laid it out there up front. Don't go, don't go nuts.
And here's where I'm going to launch my grenade in the last couple of minutes of the show. For all you females out there trying to get knocked up to keep a brother, y'all have got the wrong equation up in y'all mind. But that's a topic for another show. I don't know what the F y'all thinking about. You know who a brother is. You know how a brother got down. And you done got pregnant. Now you talking about change. What change?
And he ain't what are you talking about? He ain't no good because he ain't taking care of the responsibility that he didn't want in the first place.
Well, K-Diddy lost his grenade too. Oh,
God.
Say that again, K-Diddy. Go ahead.
Shit. Yeah, they put some stuff on him that he didn't want in the first place. Now he had no good deadbeat when he already told her he couldn't afford it.
Looks like we got three grenades for a future show, Diddy and Tony.
I think that's how we gonna roll next week. How can I be no good if I never wanted the baby in the first place? That's for next week's show, y'all. Tune in.
As always,
www.worldmovement.com. Support the Playology Movement. You know the name of the books. We're going to be here. We're starting off with a bang next week. If all y'all female who don't like what we got to say, call in. Let's hear your
call
point
back.
Of view.
Yeah, call back. They haven't even called in yet.
Sometimes I trust an asshole. Just got to talk about sugar ass. Fuck. No matter what. Fuck up, man. I'm moving on. No more. I'm moving on.
worried about my life tracks, and as you was growing gray hair for me, I thought that those were just words when you told me you love me. Cause I never had no one to love me that way. I was young, dumb, and stupid, girl, what can I say? I wish that you was here today. Ooh, you see, I love that bitch, but I hate that bitch. Oh, it's real ass bitch, you keep it real ass bitch. A down ass bitch, you keep around ass bitch. Oh, how I miss that bitch. Don't you know I love that bitch, but I hate that bitch. Oh, it's real ass bitch, keep it real ass bitch. A loving ass bitch, but a bogus ass bitch. Oh, how I miss that bitch. Oh, me, I used to hate your ass, unfaithful ass. Had a baby by your non-domesticated ass. Pretty, sexy, ambitious, educated ass. You ain't who I thought you was, you must have wore a mask. Did I believe it was the real you, or was it the real you? I believe many nights lying in bed, we would grieve. Both willing to stay, but both wanting to leave. Ooh, you see, I love that bitch, but I hate that bitch. Who's real ass bitch? Keep it real ass bitch. Supportive ass bitch, restraining order ass bitch. Let me stop tripping, I love that bitch. Don't you know I love that bitch, but I lazy ass bitch. A trifling ass bitch, arguing, fighting ass bitch. But I'm so tired of this bitch, old bomb pussy habit bitch. Man, I'm finna call that bitch. I remember when I moved to Cali, you sent me dough. Even though a month before I said I didn't want you no more. Then from a distance with persistence, love broke down on my resistance. A little maturity on both ends. We became more than lovers, we became best friends. I swear it's crazy what love can fix. One hit record, now we both rich. Ain't that a bitch? You can tell I love you, girl. I really don't hate you, girl. Let's just move on, girl. Stop this bullshit, girl. This is my love poem, girl. I can't escape you, girl. I think I wanna marry you, girl. But, oh, I love that bitch, but I hate that bitch. Ooh, down ass bitch, keep around ass bitch. A supportive ass bitch, restraining order ass bitch. Look at how much we done been through, bitch. Let me say it again. See, a loving ass bitch, but a bogus ass bitch. Ooh, trifling ass bitch, arguing, fighting ass bitch. Do your wrong ass bitch, I love song ass bitch. That's why I fell in love with that bitch. Everybody say, oh, oh,